It says in Parshas Yisro Zocher Shom Shabbos Kodesho, and in Vayetzkan and Shomer Shom Shabbos Kodesho, Koshe Yeshnu B'Shmira Yeshnu B'Zechira. So, a Jew is chayiv in Shabbos, and in Zocher and in Shomer, that one has a obligation to observe the Shabbos, and one who violates the and if one does one of the 39 prohibited activities, you violate Shabbos min haTorah. If you get a non-Jew to get to do something for you when Amir or Nachri is in Mutter, so then you violate a rabbinical prohibition. Pashtus, the most you could ever be liable on Shabbos, if you don't do a maisa, if you don't do an action, it says, lo sasa kol melecha. So, if you didn't do the action, so the pashtus is Amiro Lenachri is only a rabbinical law, that one only violates Shabbos rabbinically. So that seems to be pretty straightforward. If you do the maisa yourself, it's a biblical prohibition. If a Gentile does it for you, it's a rabbinic prohibition. The shaila is, with the new technology and voice recognition, whether it's Siri, Alexa, Amazon, Apple, or all the new voice activation, let's say I tell Siri or Alexa to turn on the light, turn off the light, cook the food for me, do something, let's assume, is a biblical prohibition. So clearly, let's assume it's a separate discussion about what is the prohibition of using electricity on Shabbos. So putting that issue aside, according to the Chazon Ish, and others it might be Daraisa, and others only Darabanan, like Shlomo Zalman. So let's put that issue aside for the moment and forget about the electricity itself, but what in words, what. Let's assume it depends on what malacha you're telling them to do. So clearly, if you tell a non-Jew to do rabbinic prohibition, so then obviously the most you could be over is rabbinic prohibition. But what about if you tell a non-Jew to do a biblical prohibition, so Amir Lenarki makes it a drabbanan, and let's say you tell Alexa or Siri to do a biblical prohibition on Shabbos, is it possible that you violate Shabbos min haTorah? In other words, go sasa kol melecha. We know you need a melecha to violate Shabbos. So, is by telling Alexa to do a melecha deraisa for you, is that like you're doing it? And hence you'd be chayev, or no, it's no different. It should be no different than Amir Lenachri. So let's go see. So the shaila is, can we have a case where dibor is considered a maisa? In other words, could you violate Shabbos min haTorah by merely talking and not physically doing a maisa? Could dibor be a maisa? So if you look at the Gemara in Daf Sadi, a famous machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Over there the context is a biblical prohibition. That's the typical example they use with the lav de chasim, a lav she. There's an issue of muzzling your ox, muzzling your animal while they're working in the field. Because if they're working in the field, you should let them eat. So if you're making them work in the field and the mental stress and or hunger, physical, they can't eat. So that's a lav. So a lav sheyesh bo maisa is you put on the muzzle. And so therefore, you get makas for that. If you muzzle your animal. So that's clear. That's a pasuk in the Chumash, and that's how Chazal learned it as well. So what's the machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Everyone agrees if you muzzle your animal with a muzzle, you get, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and yechayev. During the week, yechayev makas. What about chasma bakol? What happens if you could scream at the animal, intimidate the animal, shriek, make a lot of noises, scare the animal, even though physically his mouth is not covered, but you could scare him into not eating? So chasma bakol. So let's say you scream at him and it does the same thing as muzzling the animal. Is that Pater or Chayev? So Reish Lakish writes, it's Pater. you're exempt. There's no biblical prohibition. Why? Because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. When are you chayev min haTorah if you do an action by putting the muzzle on? But by merely not doing this by talking, it's ein bo maisa, kala ein bo maisa, and that's it. And Rav Yochanan says, no, yichayev. Akimas piv havi maisa. The utterance of your lips talking is considered a maisa. So therefore you have a machokas, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, on whether dibor could be a maisa. So Rish Lakish says, no. Rav Yochanan says, yes. And we pass in like Rav Yochanan, that akimas piv havi maisa. So therefore, by screaming at the animal, it's like muzzling the animal, and therefore you do get makas. Aye, so the question is, we know, unfortunately, many people speak lashon hara, evil gossip. So if you're telling me, if Rav Yochanan holds, Tosus asks, akimas piv havi maisa, then what about we're all in trouble? So therefore, besides being violating the sin of lashon hara, we should also get the penalty of makas because of akimas piv havi maisa. So talking lashon hara should be a maisa. So Tosus answers no. No, diba by itself isn't a maisa. If you're just merely talking, so not merely. So if you spoke lashon hara, it still could be an issue of lashon hara, but you're not going to get makas. It's only a diba that leads to a maisa. So there, I'm screaming at the animal and I'm causing him not to eat. So that's affecting a maisa. By lashon hara, it might not be nice. I might embarrass a person, but it's not leading to maisa. So therefore, you wouldn't be chayiv makas on lashon hara. So therefore, it should come out. And if you tell Siri, you tell Alexa to do a malacha d'oraisa for you, so then pashas akimas piv havi maisa, and it wouldn't just be a rabbinic prohibition. Would be if Alexa is doing a biblical prohibition, so then it sounds like, according to Rav Yochanan, who we passed like, you'd violate an issa d'oraisa. And clearly, obviously, if you only told Alexa to do an issa d'rabbanan, if it's only an issa d'rabbanan involved, so then the most you could have is an issa d'rabbanan. In fact, we see this as well. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, in Daf Yilches. Where else do we see that Gemara Baba Kama, Yilches, other places, we see that, I think the Gemara talks about a tarnago. A tarnago that's screaming, that's shrieking. So, you know, I guess from the, you see it on the movies, TV, whatever, like certain animals, like during the cartoons, even like one of these animals that's screaming and then like they break a glass. And you see it sometimes, opera, whatever. So either way, the case is the tarnago shrieks and sings and he breaks the glass. So the Gemara says, Mishalem Nezek Sholem. The owner has to pay complete damage. Aye, we know that luck is if you do something indirectly, grama, so then at best, you only have to pay chatzi nezek. You don't have to pay nezek sholem. So elavaden, it must be that if you have to pay nezek sholem, this must be considered direct damages. So we see, akimas piv havi maisa, as long as it's causing a maisa, and here it's breaking the glass, so we see yechayev. So, as well, there's a case in the There's some contemporary cases. This applies in all matters, but definitely in the world of kashrus. It's called the Shane maneuver. There, it could be now it changed, but then like you use a cell phone, any phone, you call in. Let's say it's easy to get a mashgiach in New York, Toronto, LA. It's much harder to find one in China, in the Philippines, Vietnam, or wherever they make all these things. So they came up with a solution that, or a potential solution is, you could dial the phone number or maybe talk into the phone, and then the oven will go on. So therefore, in order to avoid bishulakim, to avoid the problem of bishulakim, So the question is that considered your maisa? In other words, if you're only talking, by the text, or maybe you're doing a maisa, you're hitting, so by hitting your phone, so maybe that takes care of the problem. Maybe that's like pushing the button on the matzah. But let's assume you just call it in and it's voice activated. So would that work for Bishul Yisrael? Because in general, there's halacha, you know, there's Pas Yisrael and Pas Akum. I mean, there's Pas Akum and there's Bishul Akum. So generally, Pas Akum we're more lenient on that, because that's considered the basic. So we have more leniencies by Pas Akum than Bishul Akum. But, and the Svardim are more machmir on Bishul, and how do you change something from Bishul Akum to Bishul Yisrael? So the Rama writes, even if you throw in a little twig, that's enough to make it Bishul Yisrael. So it could be the Svardim by Pas say that, but maybe not by Bishul. That's a whole discussion. How could they eat in, could Svardim eat in Ashkenazic restaurants, Ashkacha under Ashkacha? So, I think Avadji Yosef has a kula. I think I heard, they asked Rav Aaron, I think Dr. Lam asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that time, they had Svardim in YU. So I think he just didn't say why, but he said, I think he quoted his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who, back in the day, they only had a couple of Svardim, and he didn't have a problem with them eating in the cafeteria. So the issue is, we know throwing a little twig into the fire makes it Bishul Yisrael. So the question is, what about calling it voice activation? So it should be according to Rabbi Yochanan, Akim es piv havei maisa, and therefore you're causing an act of the oven to go on, so it should be considered Bishul Yisrael. And I think many, whether they call it or hit it, maybe there's a difference, but many, I think OU, Rabbi Yashav, they all go for it. And a more independent point, but connected, this, on a kashrus note, which the OU does not go for, but Rav Heinemann does, is something called, I think, a glow bar. Again, same problem, you're out of town, you can't set up the system. So they want to put like a little lamp, whatever, a light inside the oven, I guess, which a Jew puts in, and then it stays, it works forever, whatever, until it goes out. It works until it doesn't work. So the question is, so Rabbi Heinemann, for Star K, said that's okay, and therefore, since it gives out some heat, so therefore, whatever they use, so you're like part of the process, and it's considered Bishul Yisrael. The OU, Rav Schachter, Rebelski, did not go for it. For two reasons. Number one is, they felt the gold bar is not part of the fire. Like, it's true, the Rama said you put the twig in, but it's Bishul Akum, and then by you throwing the twig in, you're turning that fire into Bishul Yisrael. Here, the fire they're making has nothing to do, it's not part of the fire. And that's Rav Heidemann clearly doesn't bother by that, and it's enough that it's giving out heat. And as well, he said the problem, everything rebels, because you're putting the bulb in first, and then just making the fire later. Here, the guy's making the fire first, and we're putting the ketan. So they didn't like it. Either way, Rav Heidemann does go for it. So I think what happened was, the way the Rav Schachter says over the story, is that I guess some Star K people were working together with the OU, and they wanted to use this heter, which and the OU didn't want them. So they sent them. So usually, the way Rav Schachter says it, they usually don't go to Rav Yashav, even though I heard Rav Elephant once, he said they did go to Rav Yashav about the issue with bugs and seeing a black dot on them, on the vegetables. But he knew Rav Yashav would be machmir, because back in the day when he was about with the Rabbanut, he felt more of achrayas. But now that he moved away, he feels less of achrayas for kula. So they went to Rav Yashav, he was against it. So Rav Yashav, I think, was okay with the first method, the shame maneuver, but now with the second one. So the bottom line is, we see Rav Yochanan Shita is, Akim es piv avei maisa, But Lashon Hara, Diba by itself, it has to be Diba that leads to Maisa. That's what we see by the Tarnago shrieking. It's like the animal doing it directly, it's not Grama. And therefore it would sound like it's very problematic to tell Alexa or Siri to do a malacha for you. It's worse than having a guy do it for you. It could be an Issa to Arisa. Obviously you're better off having a guy do it for you. Because then at best would only be Drabanan. And that's Doshaila and positive mitzvahs. What about telling Siri to turn on the matzah? Like, you know, you hit the button, so it's turning on, telling, if that's the case, so then it's a kua. In other words, by an aveira, if you're telling me it's my maisa, so by an iser, it'll be a problem. But conversely, by a mitzvah ase, then it would be my maisa. So therefore, it should be like, I should be able to tell Siri to turn on the oven with shein mitzvah matzah. Or, like, by the Bisho Akam, if it's considered my Maisa that I'm making the fire, so it works in both directions. If it's a Maisa, so it'll be a Chumra when it comes to violating an Isser. You can violate an Isser Deraisa. But when it comes to mitzvahs, then the Yedida Maisa mitzvah, so then talking to Alexa could be considered a Maisa mitzvah. So Pashas, it's problematic to tell Alexa to do any malachas on Shabbos. However, perhaps regarding Erev Pesach, when you're making the matzah, or by Bishul Yisrael, by Pas Yisrael, Pas Akum, it'd be enough that if a Dibra leads to a Maisa, it could consider it Pas Yisrael and Bishul Yisrael.